The International Criminal Court has laid war crime charges against Russian President Vladimir Putin, who, I don't know if in defiance of that, but certainly I think it was notable, decided to go to portions of Ukraine held by Russia this weekend. But here is the president of the International Criminal Court making this warrant public.
Today, 17th of March 2023, the International Criminal Court has issued two warrants of arrest in the Ukraine situation for Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, and for Maria Lvova-Belova, Commissioner of the Russian President for Children's Rights, for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation. It is forbidden by international law for occupying powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories. Children enjoy special protection under the Geneva Convention.
So interesting when you consider all of the many war crimes that Vladimir Putin could be accused of. The one they decided to zero in on is the abduction of children. And I was reading accounts of this weekend, and I just found myself wondering, you know, you go in, you take kids either away from their existing parents or maybe away from parents who have been families that have been decimated, and you take them back to Russia, raise them as Russians. What kind of a legacy is that going to be 20 years from now when they are adults? But the bigger question would be, is Vladimir Putin actually going to pay a price in this? Professor Jack Cunningham joins us, program coordinator of the Bill Graham Center for Contemporary International History at the University of Toronto. Professor, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Thank you, John. Good to be with you.
Okay, so Vladimir Putin has no intention of leaving Russian territory. Russia doesn't recognize the International Criminal Court. Is there any genuine jeopardy here?
Well, Russia doesn't recognize the jurisdiction of the ICC, but Putin does like traveling around a bit and posturing, playing a big man on the international stage, and this does make it harder for him to do that. It also deepens the sense that he's an international pariah, and that may complicate things for him a bit in terms not just of restricting his travel, but in terms of perhaps causing some alarm among those around him. They may be concerned about being issued warrants in their own names as well. So there's always the possibility that this is designed in part to spur others to break with him.
In the great scheme of things, it's worth noting, I don't think the United States recognizes the International Criminal Court.
No, it does not. It does not. Neither superpower recognizes its jurisdiction. There are other countries like India that do not, but still, there's about 123, I think, that do, which does put a bit of a potential crimp in Putin's movements.
Okay, so if they were able to execute a warrant, or if he ventured onto territory where he could be arrested, what would happen to Vladimir Putin?
Well, it would all depend upon whether the government of the state where he was visiting decided to comply with the warrant. They might defy it if so minded. But there's also the fact that even states that don't recognize the ICC's jurisdiction might feel tempted to grab him anyway and put him in the jurisdiction of those who do recognize it.
Okay, I mean, could we end up in a sort of Adolf Eichmann situation where somebody goes in and spirits him out of the country?
In theory, we could. I don't know if anybody has any such plans, but that's a theoretical possibility. And then it would be a case of all bets are off.
And
terms of what would happen in Russia afterwards.
Yeah. The ultimate question, I guess, would be, is there any possibility that, you know, were he arrested, tried, convicted, that he would hang?
I think it's pretty slim chance that things will actually get that far. But it does. It is of some symbolic significance.
Thank you very much for this. Appreciate it.
Okay, not at all, John. Take care.
Jack Cunningham is a professor at the University of Toronto. And, Yeah, I've been quite unequivocal in all of this. I think that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal, and frankly, I think the death penalty, though I don't believe in it, I guess I would have to say maybe he should be jailed for the rest of his life. But I would love